السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى has brought you here. Some of you have come from near, some of you have come from further away. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your coming here beneficial, and through your coming Allah ta'ala allow for me to benefit also. In horse racing in our country, so there's a lot of haram that goes with it. But the horse racing, the person who is employed to ride the horse, he doesn't even own the horse. He is just employed to ride the horse. So he is employed by the owner. So his only job is to make it there to the race. As long as he makes it to the race, whether he wins, whether he loses, whether the horse refuses to run, whether the horse gets injured, whatever, he gets paid. He pitched up, he gets paid. So you have come. You have come. So your sawab, inshallah, is in the bag. Allah ta'ala will give the sawab. And the sawab that Allah ta'ala will give, what can these people in horse racing ever earn? But obviously, if a person has come with the right niyat, and if the person benefits, and there is a take-home message, Allah Ta'ala allows for our life to change, then obviously those are all the things that we are seeking. The ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are all the things that we are seeking. This is what we are trying to mine. Some people couldn't make it. Some people had other commitments. Some people wanted to come, but due to some tragedies or due to some situations at home, etc., they couldn't come. But if their niyat was to come, then Allah Ta'ala rewards them also. The horse rider, he must make it to the race, then he gets paid. In this deen of Allah Ta'ala, even if the person doesn't make it, but in his heart he wanted to be there, he really wanted to be there, then too Allah Ta'ala rewards the person. Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in jihad. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you haven't traversed any path, you haven't, you know, climbed any hill or went through any valley, crossed any pasture, etc., except that your brothers who are left behind in Madina Munawara due to some valid reason, they are getting the sawab. Whatever sawab you are getting, they are getting. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذْرِ, that they really wanted to be here, but some shari reason, some real valid reason has kept them back. So they too, Allah Ta'ala will reward them. So I ask of you to make dua, make a silent dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala make this sitting of ours beneficial. Beneficial for me, beneficial for you, beneficial for anybody who listens, and Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat, a means of a metamorphosis taking place in our lives. The role of the Khanqah. What is the role of the Khanqah? Each one of us, the taking this path of the soul. So what is the role? Why are you coming here? What do you want here? We do not have a Khanqah like how Mashaykh, some Mashaykh, even in this Zamana, they have a Khanqah. Or the Mashaykh of the past, how they had a Khanqah, where you went there and you stayed, and they used to have daily majalis, and you are being watched, your islah is being made. So we don't have official like that, we don't have a Khanqah. But this work is carrying on in some way. So this Khanqah, what is it? What is this Khanqah? So Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that this Khanqah is not khamokha. It's not something that is nonsensical, something that doesn't have a place in deen, something that doesn't have, you know, any benefit. It's not khamokha. It has its place. So in the Khanqah, what is the concentration on? The concentration is on tarbiyat. Right? Great, great ulama, people that had studied, they completed their alim course, etc. Great, great ulama, they came and spent lengthy periods in the Khanqah. After graduating, they came and spent lengthy periods in the Khanqah to benefit from the shan that tarbiyat offers. Sometime, people say that today's time we don't have the mashayikh that we had of the past. That is true. We don't have the mashayikh that we had of the past. So they say that now it's a waste of time now. We don't have those kind of mashayikh. Then this whole exercise of the Khanqah and all that is something that is a futile exercise. So this criticism can be leveled at everything. That we don't have the ulama, the asatiza that we had of the past. Right? So then the effort of the madrasa also is futile. We don't have the type of jamaat brothers that we had in the past. So all the seniors of the work of tabligh, we don't have the likes of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So then this work of Jamaat also is khamokha. We must remember that in every era, as long as we are sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep the means there for us. The people who are involved in tabligh today, they will suffice for that work of tabligh to continue. The people that are in the madaris today, they will suffice for the work of ta'aneem, ta'allum to continue. The people in the khanqahs, the mashayikh in the khanqahs, they will suffice. Because at the end of the day, it is Allah Ta'ala who is doing. We are not doing. If a person says that we don't have the mashayikh of the past, that's why this thing is futile. So his gaze is not on Allah Ta'ala. His gaze is not on Allah Ta'ala. His gaze came away on insan. But if the gaze is on Allah Ta'ala, then he knows that the same Allah Ta'ala who gave hidayat in the past, the same Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat now. I need to make mujahada, I need to make my efforts. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give hidayat. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he didn't have the mashayikh of the past in his time. He had the mashayikh of his time and who he became. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes. Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes. Understand? As great as Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was, but now can we compare with the likes of Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali? So in every era you would look and you would say no. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who does. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives hidayat. We must have ikhlas. We must make our effort, make our mujahada. Allah Ta'ala is the one who does. So Allah Ta'ala, this process of tazkiyah, this process of purification of the heart, this process is such that it's very difficult for a person to go through this unless he doesn't attach himself to the mashayikh. If he doesn't attach himself to the mashayikh, it's very hard for him to go through this process of tarbiyat. The mashayikh will give ta'lim to the talib, the one who is seeking. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, Musiullah Rahmatullah Ali, many a times in his majalis, he would say that I am talking to the talib sadiq. Those people who don't have true talab, now they will have all their ishkalat, they'll have their objections, and they won't be able to understand this and understand that. But the person who is a true talib, he is really seeking. So he will understand what is going on, he will understand. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashiyyi yuriduna wajha. That keep yourself, wasbir nafsak, keep yourself with those who call out to Allah Ta'ala. Yad'una rabbahum, they're calling out to their Rabb in the morning and the evening. Why? Yuriduna wajha. They just want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very big thing. In today's time, a lot of time when we are making dua, when we turn to Allah Ta'ala, we only turn to Allah Ta'ala when there's some turbulence in our life. I'm not saying you mustn't turn to Allah Pak at that time. But we only turn to Allah Ta'ala when there's turbulence. When things are all going right, then we forget Allah Ta'ala. But these Sahaba radiallahu anhum were such that they were turning to Allah Ta'ala morning and evening. All they wanted is, I must get the pleasure of my Allah. My Allah must be happy with me. They were not worried about what I am getting out of it. This is why many people, they make dua for a while, they change for a while, they stay steadfast for a while, and after that they slip. Why? You hear them saying also, how long? I'm making dua for so long, but this didn't get sorted out. I mean, you get sometime a young man, he kept himself pure, right? Kept himself pure. He didn't have any affairs, nothing, kept himself pure, never looked in haram, the phone, nothing, kept himself pure. And then he goes and gets married. And the lady that he gets married to, she is not pure. In whichever way. Maybe she is pure in the sense of her chastity. But in other ways, she is not pure. Now he questions himself. He questions himself. But now I kept myself pure and I didn't do anything. And how come I got a wife like this now? So then he needs to question himself further. For who did I do it? So all the time when I was keeping myself chaste, I was keeping myself pure, everything I was doing for my nafs. I wasn't doing for Allah Ta'ala. That's why I'm getting upset now. Otherwise, I will be pleased. Allah Ta'ala gave me this kind of wife. She back answers me. She got temper problem. She's like this, she's like that. Allah Pak gave her to me. So, khair, I was doing all that for Allah Pak. Now too, I'll continue doing for Allah Pak. Because he did for Allah. Now, the same thing you can extend in everything. Everything you can extend this in our life. Business, occupation, children, whatever. You can extend this everywhere. Why are we getting upset? Hazrat Muhammadul Haq Magda Sahib Naam Barakatu mentioned a beautiful thing on Thursday night, that why does a person get upset? Why does he get angry? Because he is not believing that this happened by the command of Allah. If he is really accepting that this happened by the command of Allah, that person troubled me by the command of Allah. Otherwise, he can't do anything to me. He troubled me by the command of Allah. Right? Now, if he has this, that everything happens in the world by the command of Allah, one leaf can't fall down if Allah Pak doesn't allow it. Right? So now, he won't get angry. Allah Pak wanted this. Allah Ta'ala wanted it to be like this. One brother, the young person, he got very sick. Very, very sick. He was so sick that he was actually preparing for his maut now. Sorting out all his affairs, spoke to the family, whatever needed to be done. You know, he's getting ready to go. There's no hope left. He was so sick that in his own words, he told me, I must have visited about 35 different specialists. And nothing is coming right. So eventually, somebody told him about one Hakim. So he went to the Hakim. And when he went to the Hakim also, he told him, he said, see Hakim Sahab, I got no hope in this treatment too. I went everywhere, did everything now. But because now the family is telling me to come, I just came here. But anyway, he started doing the dawa. And within about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, he started finding a difference in the treatment, in his body. It's getting stronger, it's coming right, the pain is reducing. So, when he recovered, mashallah, is healthy now. So he's telling the Hakim Sahib, say, Hakim Sahib, you know, and this is people of, you know, of Iman. Right? So he's telling the Hakim Sahib, you know, when I was sick, excruciating pain, and nothing was helping me. So at that time, a lot of thoughts were going through my mind. I don't know if it was waswasa or what it was, thoughts going through my mind that now, why is Allah Pak doing this to you? And how come, where is Allah Pak now? Why are you not getting help? You know? All these waswasa, shaitan is making in his mind. So he's telling this Hakim Sahib, he said, you know, if only I came to you first, I wouldn't have went through all this waswasa and all that pain and all that problem and everything. But the Hakim Sahib cautioned him. He said, no, boy. Allah Ta'ala decreed that you must only come to me at that time. And Allah Pak decreed that your shifa must be in this treatment. Allah Pak wanted you to go through all that. So you can't say if only I came that time. No. Allah wanted all this. And my treatment also, if Allah Pak never wants you to get shifa from there, your time to get shifa was now. Allah wanted you to go through this whole test. So if we just regard everything to be from Allah Ta'ala, there's no frustration, there's no depression, there's no getting angry, getting upset with people. Because this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easier said than done. But it's something that we must think about. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah Ta'ala is instructing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit with those people. So the Shaykh, he must also have a time. He must have a time when the talibin, they can come and sit with him. They can come and sit with him they can gather like how Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to go and gather with around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously the majlis will never be the same. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's majlis, you can't even say Asman Zameen Farak. Even Asman Zameen Farak won't work. That was something else. But that effort must continue. Effort must continue. So at such times, the majlis of the Shaykh is not only on tarbiyat, right? But in order to achieve tarbiyat, he also gives ta'neem. He also shares some ta'neem. The ta'neem is to put the theory of tarbiyat into actual practice while in the khanqah. Make zikr in this way. Make muraqabah in that way. Make shaghal in this way. Do all these at this or that particular level. Adopt taqwa in this way. Each talib has gathered for the tazkiyah of his akhlaq. He wants to put his akhlaq right. To cure the nafs of the different illnesses affecting the nafs. To embellish the heart with spiritual nur. Spiritual nur. One side we want to cleanse ourselves. Other side we want to beautify that heart now with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one's level of taqwa is different. Each one's illness is different. Therefore, each one's prescription and each one's parez, restrictions, will differ, tailored to each one's personal situation. This is why a talib, he can't say, now one murid, he got an anger problem, so he went and spoke to the sheikh. The sheikh gave him some prescription. Now he shared that prescription with his peerbhai. That peerbhai, it doesn't mean if he's going to practice on that prescription, it's going to be good for him. Today's time, people, even for their physical health, they don't have the strength to do what people in the past used to do. When it comes to parezi, so that's why the doctors today also, they say, bhai, we don't give diet because today nobody can stick to the diet also. Right? And then you get the hakims, they say that, you know what, people today, they can't go and find that herb and this herb and boil this and boil that and make this tea and that tea. So they're just giving tablets also now. Herbal tablets. They're giving herbal tablets. So one person went to the hakim, and the hakim gave all the medicine, whatever. So now, after 2 months or whatever, to go for a checkup again. So the person went back. So the hakim is telling that person, you know what? Your body is reacting opposite to the medication. Then the hakim explained, says, see, nowadays, we're not giving the asal medication. We're giving all these tablets, but it's not the asal thing. It's not the real thing. So for you, you need to do the asal treatment. So you must go and buy these herbs and make the teas and drink the teas. This tablet is not working for you. Now to understand what my Walida Muhtarama, my father was not well. So they used to go to Hakim Sahib Hekport. Those of you that met him, you met him. Those of you that never meet him, you're not going to meet anybody like him. Allah fully is covered with noor also. So one dawa that they had to make, a certain ingredients, you have to get, grind the thing, all that. Then you must put this dawa into glass bottles. And then take this dawa and put in a sack. And then for so many days, this sack must be kept in the sun. And then in order for it not to overheat, every hour or something, you must go and throw water on top. When the sun is out, very strong sun, you must go throw water on top. Then after a couple of days now, the thing must spend so many days in the sun, then now that dawa is ready to now be taken. Now who can do that kind of dawas and all that today? So the doctors too, they're giving easy things. But some people, those tablets are not working. So the hakim would have to see each person, this is not working for this person, need to do something else. That's not working, you need to do something else. So the sheikh also, he had to do the same thing. He gave this prescription. This prescription is not helping for this person. Now some other strategy has to be used for this person. And sometime it's the same dawa. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to mention this, that sometime the same dawa is given, drop by drop, like a drip. And it takes long. By time one drop is going, eventually the effect will come. If the patient gets impatient, that's why the patient has to have patience. The patient gets impatient and he say, same thing you're putting here inside me all the time, how long am I going to carry on sitting here? Then he won't get the effect of the of that dawa. But if he is patient and he just waits it out, then inshallah with time, body will start reacting positively and the dawa will start doing its work. So Hazrat Masjidna Rahmatullah Ali, he is explaining now that compare this now to the dars that's given in the darsgah, the lesson that is given in the classroom. The ustad, he will take the kitab, whether it's Sharul Wiqaya, whether it's Hidayah, and he will give a lesson from Kitabut Tahara, for example. The lesson doesn't merely state how istinja should be performed. The tutorial will go into other details. There will be a section on what kind of water you can use, what kind of water is pak, what water is napak, which things make the water napak. If the water became napak, how you must make the water pak. So although the chapter is on taharat, but there are a lot of other things that are discussed. The discussion will flow into several different channels. Now this is necessary in order for the talib who is seeking zahiri taharat, in order for him to get zahiri taharat, outward taharat, is necessary for him. All these other subjects are also necessary for him. Similarly, the talib attending the majlis, he is a talib of batini taharat. He wants the taharat of the inside. He has presented himself to sort out all the different problems that he encounters. So the talk of the sheikh will be varied. Sometimes he relates some waqia, some story of the past, some incident that took place. And sometimes the story is not even real, but he will say it's not real. For example, like Marife Matnavi. Right, all different examples are given in poetry form, etc. But all the stories are not real there, but they got an ibrat, they got a lesson. To mention the authentic incidents of the past, this is the method of the Quran Sharif also. Quran Sharif mentions the incidents of the people of the past. Some were Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, some were ordinary people also. Allah Ta'ala speaks, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ in Surah Al-Kahf. Ordinary people. Then the people, the youngsters went into the cave. They were not Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Right? So Allah Ta'ala mentions these incidents of the past so that we can take lesson. We can learn from there. So the majlis of the shaykh is thus an ilmi tutorial, right? Because at times there will be what is called targhib. Some targhib will be given, persuasion. Tahajjud will be spoken about, then some targhib will be given. This is the fazilat, how that buzurg used to wake up, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Sahab, whether he was Safar, whether he was Hazar, few paras he used to read in his tahajjud namaz. So targhib is given. Sometimes there is prodding. You know, like how you tell the child, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? So sometimes there is prodding. Then the topics also will vary. Sometimes the harms of kibar, pride, hasad, those things will be spoken about. Then sometimes encouragement will be given that we must have qanaat, be content, ikhlas, those topics will be discussed. So it's an ilmi tutorial without the aid of textbooks. Without the aid of textbooks, which provides both ta'lim and tarbiyat. Both. Masail may not be listed in that much detail. See, if you have to study the alim course, and you study the fiqh kitab now. So there you will get details that this masla is like this. Why it's like this? Because in the hadith sharif it comes like that. And according to Imam Abu Hanifa, he took this proof from the hadith. He extracted this masla. But now Imam Shafi looks at it differently. And Imam Ahmad looks at it differently. And Imam Malik looks at it differently. Or as a Hanafi alim, he will give the Hanafi viewpoint. A Hanafi mufti will give the fatwa on the Hanafi school, right? Not on all the schools. But when the student is studying, he will study these things. But if he is a Hanafi student, then he will study the Hanafi school in depth. And little bit he will get from the other schools. That's why an alim who studied, a Hanafi alim, he studied a course and he did Hanafi fiqh. So he is not now qualified to give fatwa in the Shafi mazhab. He must only give fatwa in Hanafi mazhab because he didn't study the Shafi fiqh. He's not qualified now to give fatwa in the Shafi mazhab. Understand? Gee. So, for the student, he'll go into all those details. The person who came to the Khanqa, he is a businessman. Right? He wants to know that I got offered this goods. He'll go to his sheikh. Can I do this? Can't I do this? So he may not get all the different ikhtilafs and everything, but what he's supposed to do as a Muslim, he'll be told. And if he listens, he'll be on the right path. He'll be on the right path. So he will get his ta'lim also. His ta'lim will be made and his tarbiyat will be taken place, will be taking place. Our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahab, Naun Barakat, he always mentions this incident and he says when he mentions it too, that if there was one Mufti Sahab there at that time, then he would have made Ishkal on this Hazrat. So what happened was, the Sheikh was at the barber. Thursday night, Hazrat mentioned, I'm just digressing a little bit. He was talking about how we have just, you know, become Muslim by name. We just give titles to things and we're carrying on. But what's really inside? So he said the barber shop is called Mashallah Barbers. The barber shop is called Mashallah Barber. But inside the barber shop, he's shaving people's beards. Now, what is mashallah about that? He's putting two lengths hair. What is mashallah about that? But the name is mashallah. Inna mashallah Baba. But what is mashallah about it? So like that, we must look in our life, what weaknesses we got. So, Hazrat mentions this incident that the Sheikh was by the barber. He was having a haircut. It's no guna for the Sheikh to go to the barber. The Sheikh also need a haircut. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also called the barber to cut his Mubarak hair. So he went to the, he was by the barber. So one person, he came to the Sheikh and he said, I've got one hadiah for you. So he presented a large sum of money to the Sheikh. So the Sheikh wanted to make his islah for whatever reason. So he refused to accept it. He refused the hadiah. Those were Sheikhs of that zamana. They even refused hadiahs. So he's insisting that the Sheikh must take it. So the Sheikh told him, it's all right, if you really want to give it, then give it to the barber. He had a sickness of love for wealth. See? Now, when he's presenting the hadiah to the Sheikh also, the way he's like, you know, this big amount for you, like, you know, you can see now he got love for this thing. So, the Sheikh told him, no, if you really want to give it, then give it to the barber. So now he's like, you know, I said, you know, like how much this is now? You're going to give the barber this amount, like, you know. So the Sheikh told the barber, he said, now you too don't accept it. The barber was pakka. The barber, he was a pakka murid. Now this person is already Hazrat, no, make maaf, even and give the barber. Barber said, no, sorry. Hazrat said, I can't take it, finish, I'm not taking it. Now he's begging the barber to take it. Barber is not taking it. So then, came back by the Hazrat, he said, now Hazrat, main kya karu now? You not taking it, the barber too don't want to take it, now what am I going to do? The Sheikh told him, he said, you go, take this parcel, go there to the ocean. They may have been near the seaside over there. He said, go there to the ocean and throw this money in the ocean. But you don't take the whole parcel and throw it. You throw one note at a time. One note at a time you throw. You don't take the whole parcel and throw it. One note, you throw one note. So Hazrat mentioned that agar koi mufti hota, if there was some mufti over there, then he would have made ishkal that you're making zayi of mal. You can't waste money. This person's money now is getting wasted. He won't understand the operation that's taking place. He won't understand the operation that's taking place. But that sickness of love for wealth must come out of that person's heart. Now, we can't make people do these things. We can't. What do we know? Those were mashayikh, what they were blessed with, they knew what they were doing, what dua he must have made for that person. Allah Ta'ala would have replaced him also with much more. But this is what happens in the khanqah. This is what the ta'lim is taking place with the tarbiyat. So the person is taught. He is taught in the khanqah. But he is taught la tahasadu. So in the classroom also he does the hadith sharif. La tahasadu, la tabahadu. Don't have jealousy. Don't have this enmity, right? Animosity for one another. In the classroom also he learned, wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Mustn't make ghibat. In the classroom also he learned, inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Allah Ta'ala doesn't love all boastful, proud, arrogant people, Allah Pak doesn't love them. So he learned that in the classroom also. Right? In the Khanqah, he learns how to put this into amal now. He learned, he knows, hasad is very bad, everything. There was one person that came to the Shaykh, our Hazrat Mohammed Ispatiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this. The person came to the Shaykh, and the Shaykh told him, some sifat he was lacking. One of the akhlaqi hamida he was lacking. So whether it was shukr, whether it was sabr, whatever it was. So the Shaykh told him that you are lacking in this. So he went and he wrote a whole kitab on the subject. So however long it took him, he wrote a kitab on the subject and he came and he presented it to the Shaykh. So the Shaykh told him, I didn't say you don't have ilm on this subject. I said you don't have this in you. You got the knowledge is there. But you don't have this in you. You need to bring this in you. So this is what the Shaykh, what he's trying to do in the Khanqah setup. That these very same things that we learned in the Hadith Sharif, now how it must be brought in. Now how, I think I mentioned to you all that, that person who he came there to the Khanqah and he had that anger issue. You know? So the cleaner was going past and the cleaner dropped something. So he told the cleaner that if this was my hometown, then you would have seen. Like, you know, in other words, you come drop this dirt chair by me. If it was there, then I would have shown you something. But now because we are in the Khanqah and all, now go to behave. But if you were there, I would have shown you something, you know. So the cleaner, he informed the Shaykh. This is what this person said. So the Shaykh said, oh. So now the Shaykh put this person in a stable duty. He must clean the stables. Now today's time, a person come in the Khanqah, and if the Shaykh have to tell him, go clean the stable. But I don't come here for this now. I came with my Sufed kapra, all iron, nice, itar, everything. Same size topi like yours and everything I came. Now, where you telling me I'm to go in the stable? I came to sit in the majlis. Make wahwa and shed 1-2 tears and all. That's what I came for. Those days was different. The Shaykh told him, no, you go and you stable duty now. So it's a lengthy incident. Now the Shaykh told that cleaner after some time, go there now, do this, do that, do that. Eventually, in the end, when you, each time when he's getting the report, he says, oh, still kacha. Still a little bit left. Eventually, one time, now the Shaykh told him, oh, take all that garbage, go and drop it on, make like you fell down and drop everything on him. So he went and did that. This person, he went to help that person up. Kya hua? You got hurt. See how his whole mizaj changed now. Went to help him up, pick him up. But you got hurt. Relax, you don't worry. He took that bucket, picked up all the dirt, put it inside, said, don't worry, you maybe got hurt. You go rest, I'll sort this thing out, I'll throw it. Now when this person went and reported that to the Shaykh, now, the Shaykh said, right. Now, called him, and now you sit in the majlis now. See? So this was what used to happen in the Khanqah. Today's time, these things are not done, babe. These things are not done. We don't have the strength to bear all these things. This level of Islah is not being made by the Mashayikh. The Mashayikh, they have shafqat for us. They have shafqat for us. Today they make our Islam with love, showing shafqat, with hikmat, they talk to us nicely. But if a person is sincere, even in that his Islam will get made. provided he listens. What instruction the Sheikh gives him, he listens. You see, one person told me, he got a problem in his mouth, right? So he needs to get extraction. So he went to the dentist. So the dentist says, see, I can take this thing out for you. Take it out. But obviously you have to give your local anesthetic now. You have to numb the thing. And No. Just leave it. Right? I can't take the injection. Last time dentist tried to give me injection, I kicked the dentist. Why? Because my nafs is not in Kabu. I got a problem. I need help. The person who can help me is telling me what they need to do. I'm saying no. That's my nafs. So I don't know what happened to me. Last time the dentist tried to give me, I kicked the dentist. Why? Because I'm allowing my nafs free rein. I'm allowing the nafs to think for itself, to be, do for itself, to do what it feels like doing. I'm not holding that nafs in Qabu. That no. You are not a wild dog. You are on a leash. You are not a wild Mustang running in the meadows. You have been reined in. You will do what I instruct you to do. Now you sit on this chair and take that injection and allow for the dentist to pull the tooth out. Now that nafs is in Qabu. Right? So when the person can do that for his health, now he will be able to do it for his iman. He will be able to do it for his islah. He will be able to do it in his ibadat. Because his nafs is in Kabu. Now if you can't hold the nafs in Kabu there, now you come out, now somebody is doing something next to you, you're irritated. Irritated. What's getting irritated? The nafs. Nafs is getting irritated. Otherwise you won't get irritated. You'll tell the nafs, but you look down and do your work. You got nothing to do with what, who's next to you, what they doing and how they doing. You just have yaksui. You look down, unity of purpose and do your work. Now that is the process. That is what is supposed to be taking place. The person is in the khanka. This is what's supposed to be taking place. So all these things what we learned in the Hadith Sharif, the student of Deen also he learns it. We may not be students of Deen in the official sense, right? But we too, we heard it. We heard it in some Jummah Bayan. Our granny was telling us from the time we small. So many things we learned. But did I bring it in? When I was small, I was throwing a tantrum for my toy. That time they told me sharing is caring. That time, my granny finished telling me. Right? Later on, I heard in some bayan. Later on, now today I got a business. And somebody else came to open on the same street, selling the similar things. Now why? Why something happened to me? Why the day he's opening, I'm taking out my specials? Why I don't want to help him? Why I didn't go to him by you opening, alhamdulillah, you need any help, I got some extra shelving I can give you. You don't have to give him the secrets of your trade. No. That is not necessary in Shariat. That if you want to do that, that's different. Your level of taqwa is different. But there's no, Shariat doesn't demand for you. For example, if you are selling some food item, right, and people like the taste of that food item from you, so that's why they're coming to buy from you. Now somebody else opened another shop near you and also selling the same food item. You don't have to give that person your recipe. You don't have to give that person the secret of how you make him. But he ran out of gas. You can give him a gas bottle. All the gas place is closed. It's weekend. He ran out of gas. Now you say, yeah, he's problem. He ran out of gas. Why, he didn't plan ahead. He's starting off in business. He don't have extra cash. He couldn't buy a few extra cylinders of gas. Now you got extra cylinder. You're not using it. It's alright, bhai. There's a gas. You can replace me on Monday. Why? I don't want to do that. Because I never learned how, what's the meaning of sharing is caring. I didn't learn. From small, I heard it. So many bayans, I heard it. In the darzga, I heard it. I didn't. One person sent me a message, right? His question was something totally unrelated. But on his WhatsApp status, he had one picture. No face. And I don't think it's of him also. The young person. And I don't think the picture is of him. But the picture is of somebody that's dressed up. Dressed up in what's supposed to be a kurta, but a showy kind, you know, the, I don't want to say what, because maybe you got the person's contact, now you know who I'm talking. I don't. But anyway, the person, so he sent a message for something else. So, whatever answer Lapa gave in the mind, I did. But then I sent him another message. I said, see, bhai, this picture you got on your WhatsApp status, so this picture is one of ujub and kibar. I'm not saying you got these things in you, but this picture is one of that. So delete this picture. Get rid of this picture. If you need to put something else, but get rid of this picture. So the I'm not claiming to be a sheikh, but I'm just saying the sheikh, now he will observe these things. And he will try to guide the person who is coming to him. He will try to guide him. So that person, if you have to ask him, that do you know that kibar is wrong? He will say, yes. Do you know that ujub is wrong? Yes. Do you know boasting is wrong? Yes. But how come you got that in your WhatsApp? So the time when you're putting it on the WhatsApp, these things are not coming to mind. That I'm showing off here, this is a sign of ujub, is not coming to mind. So the practical implementation of that ta'neem, that is what takes place in the khanqa. So if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we'll continue this little more points here, what else happens in the khanqa. We'll discuss this. And now we will read our Maghrib Sana. About a minute left for Azan. 2 minutes left for Azan. So we read our Maghrib. After Maghrib Sana, read your Awabin. And then read your Suratul Waqi'ah and your evening Duas. And thereafter, go and partake of your meals. But let us not be rowdy. You know, this is, while we are here, at least for this time, just be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Right? So I'm not saying you can't make salam with somebody and all that. You can make salam. But don't get involved in discussions and raise our voices and just be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Every free moment we got, take Allah Ta'ala's name. Mean the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Be eating also, be mindful of sunnah. Eat in the sunnah method of eating. And then at 8:10, inshallah, azan will go. Jamaat will be at 8:20. After Isha, then we will continue, inshallah, the program. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Subhanallah, yahmadi, subhanallah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.